Da Bears.
What is up?
Dude.
The boys are back. Episode 38 of the Bare Minimum Podcast. Today is Friday, June 17th. Happy Friday, boys. Joins with the bestest ding-dongs in the whole wide world. Producer Jake is here.
I'm back.
Producer Jake is back. We'll talk to him about his meese hunting adventure. And Dale Dale's here.
Hey, everybody. And it's still moosin'.
Muhammad.
No.
We could do this again.
TJ Moose Manzana.
That was a good one.
TJ Moose Manzana.
Sammy Stats is not here, unfortunately, for the eighth time. That man's got the Rome bone. Because again, COVID, as we know, boys.
Don't quit.
COVID, don't quit.
Can I tell you guys a quick story? Jake, I actually think I've told both of you this story, but now I'm going to tell everyone else.
Tell it again to the rest of our friends.
Yeah. So Jake was out of town until recently, which he's going to tell us about here shortly. And I was giving Sam a pretty hard time on, Sunday, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that he had COVID while I was giving him a really hard time, and I felt really bad. So as his best friend, I offered to go. By the way, that was a self-provided title.
My knee is hurt.
Exactly. Which I'll get to that, too. Anyway, I offered to go mow his lawn because I felt bad. I get to his house in Iowa to go mow his lawn, and I pull up, and I see Jake's truck. And I asked him, I'm like, wait, is Jake here? Sam goes, yeah. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? He has an able-bodied human. Why did I just drive 35 minutes with just to go mow his, and I literally mowed the lawn, had a beer, and left.
Tenant.
He comes by. He's like, hey, Dale's stopping by. I was like, what? Why? You have COVID. Why is he coming over here?
Right.
He's like, oh, he's coming to mow the lawn. And again, I'm like, what? Why? I'm here. He's like, you offered.
I saw Jake, okay. And I was immediately like, what the fuck is going? Why? What?
It's where you just keep driving. Hey, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah, something happened. Sorry, buddy cat.
Guys, so again, welcome back to episode 38. On Facebook, The Bare Minimum Podcast, Twitter, at The Bare Min Pod, Instagram, The Bare Min Podcast, on Venmo, tip jar is open, guitar case is open, and we are strumming away with some tunes. On Venmo, The Bare Min Podcast, no, The Bare Min Pod, if you guys are looking to leave a little in our tip jar, studio's coming along, you guys will get to see it here really soon. Boys, how the hell we doing? Producer Jake, how the hell was Alaska?
Top of the world. Incredible.
Yeah?
Big fan of Alaska. Never been before. First time. If you ever get the opportunity, you should go. Quick little 6-hour flight on the way over there.
Push.
Light. Went up there for work, so I was there for like a whole week. I went Monday to Sunday. Awesome. Had a blast. Worked 4 days. Had fun 3 days.
Saw you did a good amount of fishing.
Did a ton of fishing. Worked my tail off. We'll get to that.
Oh.
Climbed a mountain.
Sorry, fuck.
Sucked.
Climbed a mountain, turned around. There's a warrant out for my arrest in Alaska.
What?
So while I was climbing the mountain, I'm probably about halfway up there to the top, you know, give or take.
Mountain, like how big? Okay, for those of us who ain't climbing
on.
No fucking mountain.
3,500 feet.
So how big is
Mark? It's a mile.
No,
it's less than a mile.
Is it a mile like 3,000 something? No, 5,000.
Wait, no, it's
yeah, sorry, my bad. Continue.
So I'm about halfway, and it's a narrow trail, right? And there's a group of people coming down. So we give way. So we're standing there, and you know, one by one they come, and the last one is wearing a Packers hat. So I said, "Go Bears," and I shoved them off the fucking mountain.
Nice.
So
nice.
Warrant out for the arrest.
You found a Packers fan in Alaska?
You're a fucking animal.
I didn't push him off the mountain. There is no warrant. But he was a Packers fan.
Did you tell him he shouldn't live?
I said go Bears as I walked by him.
And then they would have just jumped you because you were climbing this mountain by yourself.
They were going down. I don't think they wanted to go back up.
They were going down. You know what I'm saying? I'd have whooped that ass, boy.
I'm a skilled climber. Thank you very much. They would have never kept up.
Actually, he's a mountaineer. Sorry.
Oh.
It was fantastic. Got to the top, and I'm standing, and I abandoned my coworker about like 500 feet.
Hyrule.
You know, that's what you do to people.
And because he gave up, didn't want to keep going. He's like, you go. I was like, okay, I'll be back in like half an hour. So I got to the top, and I'm just talking to the random people that are up there. This one dude goes, man, I'm really glad there's a lot of people out here. This place is really known for bears. I'm like, oh, fuck. I left the bear spray with... with Hiron, my coworker. And He's like, yeah, a guy died. A guy got mauled and died up here last year. I was like, oh, awesome.
Hiren.
I was like, I got to get back.
Brother.
Got back. Hiren, not eaten by bears.
Nice. Good to know Hyrule's okay.
That was awesome. We get back to the rental car place when we're done with our trip, and I'm turning in all this. I can't bring the bear spray on the plane. It's too big of an aerosol can. So I'm like, hey, man, do you want this bear spray? Hiren goes, yeah, it's not used. And the guy just looks at us. He's like, well, that's good.
I was like, I hope preferably.
So. Yeah. So, that was awesome. Went fishing every morning and every night. Never done, like, river tide fishing with the ocean, like, pushing it in and out. So that was a new experience, but went for salmon. Didn't catch anything. All 4 days, or the 2 days I was trying, not a single bite, nothing. There's hundreds of lines in the water up and down this river because it's a salmon fishing tournament. I'm seeing, like, maybe one or two catches a day. Like, no, hundreds of people, no one catching shit, right? So I'm putting in the hours. I probably put in...
Jake's out there grinding.
4 in the morning, 4 at night, trying to catch something. Getting nothing. On the last day, the last hour before I'm leaving for the airport, I'm sitting there, line in the water. I'm using bait, not lures or anything. So it's just sitting there. I'm talking to the guys around me, and all of a sudden... line just takes off. Fish just grabs it and runs with it. Set the hook. I fight this thing for like over a minute. Just every time I get it close to shore, I got it close to shore 3 times.
Can I stop and ask you something real quick?
You got it.
If this is a long build up to a really bad joke, I'm gonna hit you.
It's not.
Okay, continue now.
Thank you.
That was
Thank
all.
You.
So I get it like to the shore almost 3 times. Every time it gets close, it just runs off again. Third time.
How does it run? Fish don't have legs.
Swims.
Oh.
Third time, takes off again. I'm bringing it back in, and just all of a sudden, boom, snap. Fish comes off, gone forever. Oh. I was devastated.
I bet.
Devastated. The guy was like, yeah. I had 2 get off this morning. I was like, mother. I was like, I screamed. I was like, fuck. And everybody's like, just like, man, that sucks. Every single, there's people, like patrons watching on the bridge right above me.
We're
too.
Sorry.
Everybody's just like, the guy, I'm right by
Alaska,
the bait shack.
Not Canada.
Yeah. I'm right by the bait shack. And the guy's like, did you get it? I'm like, no. He's like, oh. Those dudes were, the guys that were running the bait shack were awesome. So hype. Had a blast. I love Alaska.
What's the, what was like the best thing you ate while you were there? You know, we're a bunch of foodies.
Ate a lot of things. There's this pizza spot called the Moose's Tooth. Hey. Incredible pizza. Mm. But probably the
pizza?
Did you
honestly? No, yes, the pizza mind. Was fantastic.
Good for you.
Did you?
Good for you. Good for you.
Did you try the moose knuckle? Did you? Partake?
No.
So I'll show myself.
Had some halibut, had some salmon, all of it fantastic.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm. It was daylight for 20 hours a day. That was jarring.
Got that vitamin D, baby.
Did you get that? Did you get to golf overnight or no? Or is
no,
it not that light?
No, we definitely could have, but all the golf courses closed at like normal times.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a damn shame.
It was weird.
Fake news. Was it as hot as it is here?
No, it was 60 degrees every day.
Fuck
you. It was perfect weather every day.
Dude, it's RIP, just a quick moment of silence.
It's no longer big man weather, man.
It's out.
Oh, dude, with a quickness.
It's dead. Like,
it wasn't that quick. We're in June.
No, we really didn't get this. Like, I was actually pretty lucky to still have 50 degree mornings like up until 2 weeks ago. But then it's like Mother Nature. It's like when you're going to work and you're fucking late. And you're just scrambling and you just...
And shit just gets worse.
Yeah, dude. Mother Nature basically showed up late, making up for it. Wham.
But also remember that, like, hard mornings uppercut. Went from 30 degrees to 60 degrees. Like, it was a sudden thing. Once winter ended, like, it was hot all of a sudden. We didn't get a good spring.
No. What's your guys' favorite, like, what's your ideal... Like, if you could have one temperature every day forever and ever, like, what's your...
The shit I had in Alaska.
Yeah.
It was low 60s, no wind, sun was out. So you still had like the warmth of the... Dude, it was perfect. I would have that. I told Hiron, I was like, I'll have this every day.
Low to mid 60s. Yeah. You can wear whatever you want.
It's like, I love the Colorado weather. The where you need the heater at night and the AC during the day. That's like 50 degrees at night. If it gets to like 65, 70 degrees during the day, that's the ideal setup. You can golf in any of it. I miss golf.
I'm going in 2 weeks. I will be golfing there and seeing the Rockies and Dodgers.
Oh,
yeah, I'm excited.
Fun times. Guys, anything else? I miss Sam. I miss Sammy Stats.
Yep.
Aw, my boy.
Poor guy.
Poor guy.
Love you, dude.
Comments on last week's episode.
Oh yeah, dude.
No, we did not ask for any notes.
We actually were gonna just bring nah. Oh, actually, we do have to provide notes. Dale, who sings Gasolina?
Oh,
come on. Daddy cultural
Yankee.
Icon.
Yeah, Daddy Yankee.
I got it wrong. I know.
Mr. 305,
I know.
And I almost...
I get it.
I pulled my car over. Call Dale.
Wait, can I ask you which part of you was offended most?
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah, the Puerto Rican in me. You're right. So first of all, Jake, first and foremost, just tell us honestly, did you remote in and sabotage our episode?
No.
You fucking liar.
Yeah, but look us into our eyeballs.
Look me in the eyes.
No.
Look at me in the eyes at the same time. No, look at him at the same time and me at the same time. Ooh. Nope. Almost. Yeah, that's how I know you're lying.
So what happened there?
So, well, let me start with, I thought the content was great. I thought you guys
slap
did a fantastic
hands.
Job.
Hands.
It was a great episode. Really enjoyed it.
I'm not looking forward to this butt that's coming right now.
On the technical side.
Build, break, build. Typical manager talk.
On the technical side. Mm-hmm. What happened? I don't know if it was on the software end or if it had to do with the compression going up to the Google Drive. But when I received it, you guys watched the snap video I sent you. Yes,
I did.
We were talking like that, like the floops in Spy Kid.
Yeah, you sounded like
I don't know what you're talking
about. You sounded
like
minions.
Only some of you will get that reference.
You sounded like minions, like chipmunks, like the floops. Yeah. Just me, 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 me. So somehow you doubled the because the episode when I received it was 25 minutes long. So you somehow doubled the speed and had the pitch.
Guys, we're fucking idiots.
The pitch was doubled. So
double octave, baby.
I learned something new about audio engineering that day.
So it didn't happen until I looked over because I'd peeked over. So for obviously you guys aren't here when we record, but I sit next to producer Jake so I can see his laptop. So last week we had the laptop going and I can always see some little squiggles. And when we talk, there's some colors and it looks like the heartbeat's still going. So, hey, like... I thought everything was good. And I hit a point. We probably recorded another 10 minutes of content you guys will never get to
guys,
hear.
Guys, we had this conversation about peanut butter.
It's a
and
damn
I think
shame.
It's going to come up again. So let's let
Table
that be.
It, okay. But you guys missed a good one. So I looked over and there was nothing going on.
So I've experienced this before. How hard did your heart drop? Oh. Your stomach fell like through your ass.
Well, and literally like, and I'm just looking at this screen, not doing anything, still talking, still doing our right. bit. And I'm just thinking in my head, like, damn, I'm saying these words and there's nothing. Sam comes over and he's fidgeting with it. He's like, guys, we're done. And I'm still talking to Dale.
Oh, like, yeah. It's like Marcos kept talking to me like we were still recording. And Sam's literally going, guys, it
stopped.
It's
like, it's okay. And yeah, so right then and there.
That's where you're still giving chest compressions. You're like, stop. He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. He wants to live. Yeah, it was rough.
It was a tense moment or two because it was also getting pretty late in the night.
Sam had a haircut.
So yeah, Sam had to leave. But yeah, we tried our damnedest. I'll tell you, Mr. Jake. And it was funny because like Marco said, for those of you that don't know, we sit at a table that's like horseshoe. Marcos is on the left, then Jake, then me, and then Sam's on the right. And like Jake just wasn't there. Everyone's in their normal spots. No one had moved. No one had touched the computer. Nothing happened. And then all of a sudden it just stopped.
Yeah. The other funny thing I noticed was, so you guys call me, right? When it's done, you're like, okay, we got it all done. Shit went crazy. here's what we got. What do we do now? So I like instruct you to upload it to Google Drive. On the phone, you guys are like, I gotta update my browser, like all the stuff.
I know, because it kept trying to have us use like so, IE.
And so
RIP.
When so
RIP IE.
You guys eventually uploaded it. I go to look at it. Only one part was fully uploaded. I didn't have the second clip. So eventually I remote into this computer to do the upload myself. But you guys still had the web browser open where you were trying to upgrade it. And it was like some spamware like virus site.
And it... Oh, what happened?
Nothing happened.
Oh, thank God.
But,
that's,
but you guys, yeah. You guys opened some fraudulent... like
we got Nigerian prints.
Guys,
I've been aware of that. That's probably my
fault.
Oh,
that's probably my fault.
Tough.
Well, Sam was, I mean, not to throw our boy under the bus here, but come here. Yeah. He was moving and clicking some stuff and widening some stuff, so I'm just saying, you know.
Hey. For not having producer Jake, we produce pretty well.
Oh, I think this next round of budget cuts, you should be worried. We'll talk about it later. Guys,
we haven't talked about sports at all yet.
So getting into some sports minutes, guys, we'll go around the city of Chicago. We'll touch base with some of our favorite Chicago sports teams.
Bush.
And we will also talk NBA playoffs. We'll talk about the
Stanley
Chicago
Cup.
Bulls. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about Stanley Cup, too. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff, guys. So let's
get
into it.
Let's do it.
U.S. Open.
The Chicago Bulls. Oh, yeah. The U.S. Open. The Chicago Bulls, though, we got less than a week until the draft.
And sitting at 18 still.
The new rumor. And this is the one that makes a lot of sense to me. It's reported in a couple places that when free agency actually opens, Zach LaVine should be signing his contract extension there pretty soon.
We got a date on that?
I believe it's June 30th, but I think he can still sign off on it sooner because he's with the team and he can just sign a contract extension.
Right, it's not tampering.
Yeah,
he's
so at that point, he can just sign his extension. But I don't know, I think Zach, and I guess I don't blame him, but these fucking superstar athletes, they just have these big egos. They need to be wined and dined. You need to go through it. I want to be courted. And okay, but...
I'd want that too,
but I also would want $53 million and to hell with the... private jet trip and putting up my picture at outside.
Guys, I'll get my
center.
Own private jet with my $53 million.
Do you remember when they put Bryce Harper's jersey on the Jordan statue? At
oh yeah, when they were trying to recruit him.
Yeah,
yeah. Good for Bryce not coming.
They put everybody's fucking jersey. They put D Wade's on the Jordan statue when they tried to get.
But he did come.
No, not D. Yeah, when they were trying to get.
Yeah, the
LeBron
second
Mello
time,
or...
not the first time.
Oh yeah, for sure the second time.
What a joke. We need to stop doing that to that statue. Guys, so not much with the Bulls. You did see a trade happen in the NBA that I thought we would have been a part of, but it just shows you that there is movement and talk about moving parts. Christian Wood goes to the Dallas Mavericks, traded to the Rocket from the Rockets, some pick compensation. Boban was part of it. Trey Burke, a lot of expiring contracts and stuff.
Mavericks are going to be nice.
Yeah, Mavericks are going to have a nice team. So now that we're getting into the draft, you have pick 18. It sounds like from everything that people are reporting, the Bulls do not want any part in Patrick Williams being shipped. I mean, we'll see what packages and things like that start.
Before we get into the Bulls on that front, just real quick on those nice Mavs. Remember, like, it's not too incredibly different from what they had with Kristaps. You traded Kristaps to fill out the rest of your team, and now you backfilled that Kristaps spot finally for the Mavericks team. That team's going to be very nice.
Nice. Oh, yeah. If you can keep Christian Wood
that's the thing, right?
Yeah. Under control.
He's an emotional problem, is
yeah.
what people say.
Totally. So
sure.
But it's also a rough setup in Houston right now, so that's gotta weigh on those young guys.
You know what solves a lot of problems in locker rooms?
Winning.
Fucking winning.
Winning.
Speaking of stuff, what are we about to move on to?
NBA playoffs.
Okay, never mind. I'll bring it up. Well, I was going to bring up Shohei talking about wanting to leave, but we can talk about
it
in baseball.
We'll talk about that in baseball because we will talk about, speaking of winning, the Golden State Warriors are at the top of the NBA world again.
Mm-hmm. Congrats,
Golden
State.
Four times.
That's
a dynasty.
And without one of the, without like having a superstar in.
Without having a star that shines brighter than.
A star that shines brighter.
Can you imagine if they had anybody that shone like Luka Doncic?
It'd be incredible.
God, I still can't believe you said that.
Might be one of the best NBA teams of all time.
If anything, they should thank me. All right. All I did was provide them some more bulletin board material.
He really did.
Because apparently...
It's on the board. It has to be.
That's all that they've talked about all week. or all week, all day, like, is like how they had like staff talked about how Perkins and all these other guys were talking about how they're not going to win another one, and Klay Thompson is talking about what
that tweet,
Aaron Jackson, he called him a bum, all this different stuff. Draymond's
strength
wearing
the in numbers,
Celtics.
Yeah, the dude, John Morant tweet,
and I get it because like we love Michael Jordan, and Michael Jordan literally made up stories and beefs with players just to try to get in his own head and like pump himself up, saying that so and so is talking shit about him, and that guy would look at him like, "What the fuck are you talking about? Like, that's not me." So I don't know. I get the bulletin board material. I just think when you've won four of these things, dude, you don't need bulletin board material. You guys are just that good. Just go win.
You just have three Hall of Famers.
Fantastic. And a Hall of Fame coach. Yep. And an all-time coach.
Yeah. He's got nine rings.
Were
you listening to 1,000?
No.
Listen, they were just talking about
One for the pinky.
Oh, yeah.
Unity.
He's got his Bulls ones over here and his Warriors ones over here. It's just incredible.
And I think that, like, so let's start there, right? Because obviously everybody saw the outcome. Golden State beats the Celtics in four games in Boston.
If you were smart enough to listen to me many, many episodes ago when I told you that Steph Curry was your NBA Finals MVP, go ahead.
Did you listen to yourself?
No, that's not what I'm saying right now, Jake. Don't.
the
odds were, I think they were, because it was still early on in the playoffs, like 4,700.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a damn shame, dude. You didn't take your advice.
Oh, yeah. I'm not good at listening to me when I'm right. I'm awesome at listening to me when I end up being wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
Ain't it about a bitch.
So I do want to start there. I want to start with Steve Kerr. We'll talk about Steph and how great he is, too.
Sure.
But Steve Kerr ranks where as far as, like, he's one of the greatest basketball minds and head coaches of all time, right?
Yeah, it turns out he's pretty good at just basketball.
Oh, and it's just like, dude, it's so far. I think that the success of an NBA head coach, and I think it's a little different in the NBA than it is like managers in baseball and head coaches in football and teams like that. You know, I think that NBA, like, you're an NBA head coach and you're not really managing X's and O's.
No, it's people.
It's people.
And I think that's all coaching.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, across the board, like, because they're professional athletes. You're no longer like teaching them, you know. No,
you have assistant coaches that are running through plays and running through drills, and when they get their work in and stuff, that's that. Like, Steve Kerr's there to manage.
You're a CEO,
the greatest point guard of all time and one of the biggest head cases in the league since we've seen Rodman play. Klay Thompson having two devastating injuries year after year and still getting these guys back to like another championship. It's unreal.
That's more so evident in basketball than any other sport. Agreed. Because you only have the five guys out there, where meanwhile you've got like TLR on the south side doing his thing right now. And frankly, the coordinators in football and the coaching in football with play call, it as we've seen as Bears fans over the past years, it impacts shit greatly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also back. It does, you like in all the sports, you do manage the people and you bring in the coaches around you, like, that help at all levels, you know?
Well, and, like, how much of this do you think, like, think of who Steve Kerr learned under, you know? Phil.
Mm-hmm.
We'll remember when Steve Kerr took the Warriors job.
Yep.
He was also rumored to be taking the Knicks job. And he was actually, he had an XM show at the time. He was, they essentially had worked something out where he was on with Waddle and Sylvie. And right above him on the TV in the studio during the interview on air, it showed that Kerr reportedly signing on with Knicks and Phil Jackson. So Waddle and Sylvie are like, so,
want to talk about this?
Yeah. Like, oh, sup? And he essentially said, you know, I haven't made any decisions. I'm still in talks with, you know, with Phil. I have nothing but respect for them and that organization. That team was a dumpster fire at the time.
Yep.
So he ends up taking the Warriors job.
Because Mark Jackson sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Eat your heart out, Mark Jackson. So we see Stephen Curry now win his first NBA Finals MVP, right? And top of the world, he's got, what, four or five rings? This is his fourth ring?
Fourth ring.
Sure.
In a year where this is year 75. you know, this is 75 years of the NBA. Where do you guys, like, we can do the exercise of who do you rank him in front of, but I mean, this is, I think Steph is creeping towards like
top
10, top 15.
I almost said top five, and then in my head I named six players.
Yeah.
So I think he is like, I forget how old Steph is, by the way. He's in his early 30s, right? He's been playing the game for a long time. But that thing about shooting is it ages very well. So it seems like he's in the fall, not winter, of his Hall of Fame career. At the end of it, he'll probably break into top 10.
He's 34. Like, if Steph wins another, 34. And he doesn't play a position where he's taking a lot of contact like that.
He doesn't drive.
No.
He doesn't drive. He's not
he
a
just
back
shoots.
To the, he's just a shooter. A small shooter, not a lot of strain on the joints.
But the best shooter to play the game.
The absolute best shooter
best
of all
shooter
time.
Ever.
Guys, better than Larry Bird, right?
Yep.
So let's get into this real quick, and I won't take too long. I'll start at what the NBA 75s was. Let's say we'll start at...
Well, I think my thought, before you run down list of like the top players, I think my thought on the whole thing is, like, especially in the NBA, I don't think you can like really rank them anymore. I think you just have to start immortalizing, like, these guys, untouchable. Like, they're the best. Just...
But I think that's only three people. And...
Who are the three?
MJ... Kobe, and I don't know though, because
I understand what you're saying.
You got MJ, LeBron, and then maybe Kareem and Kobe, you know?
Guys, Magic. Bill Russell.
Yeah, Bill Russell.
See, that's the thing. Like, so I 100% see what you're saying, Jake, and I agree with
Agreed
you.
Agreed to.
I really think it comes down to you have to break it down by decade.
Yeah.
Genuinely, because the 90s style basketball, you'll hear every excuse from the old heads as to why it's different and why it was more physical.
Well, they're all just trying to maintain their own legacy.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense. And also, fines for those awful, egregious fouls that weren't called were like $5. They're like $50,000 now.
Right.
So, like, and I 100% agree with it. You should protect players at all costs. But anyway, the point being, within a given decade, the game changes. In the 90s, you had early Jordan. And then you had Jordan rules basketball and late Jordan for that second run. Mm-hmm. In the 2000s, you started to get Kobe
and Shaq.
Absolutely.
And Timmy.
So you had that brand of basketball, and then you had the LeBron era.
So real quick, you have the list here.
Yeah.
Go through the top 10, maybe top 15.
I'm going to give you guys...
Let's just see if we think Steph is
We
higher
will stop you when we think Steph
start
is
at one.
That person.
So okay, so I'm going to start at wait. Okay,
start at one.
Start at one. Okay, so number one is Michael Jordan, and
no.
We know for a fact that he's
not. Very well fucking should be.
And number two is LeBron James, and he's not better than LeBron.
We'll stop you when we think a player is better than one of these players.
Number three is Kareem. Number four in the NBA 75 was Magic Johnson. Number five is Wilt Chamberlain. We're on the same page still. Six is Bill Russell. Getting close. Seven's Larry Bird. Eight is Tim Duncan. Nine is Oscar Robertson. 10 is Kobe. 11 is Shaq. 12 is Kevin Durant.
Okay.
So I think that you can make an argument for Shaq. Shaq specifically.
Dude, Shaq was so dominant, though.
Absolutely. As is Steph.
If Shaq would have cared more.
Oh, 100%.
This would be a non-argument. He would be top five of all time.
Oh, absolutely, if he doesn't put on the extra 100 pounds at the end of his career.
And he doesn't,
or like the
and he
last
doesn't
10
go seek the movie contracts.
Oh, absolutely.
And
of course, he's absolutely filthy rich now. He owns some 200, 300 franchises.
And he endorses everything.
Hey, 22 million franchises.
Or takes the sponsors.
The general.
Yeah, the general.
The general, no baby. Ads. Hey, it's all free ads.
Kazam.
But you can make an argument for Shaq, because Shaq changed the approach to the game at that position for the time. Steph is changing that approach. And they bring that one thing. That one thing is, 5 feet from the rim, you're fucked. Shaq owns it. That's the end of it.
I mean, 30 feet from, or 25, 30 feet from the rim.
Steph owns it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's real valuable? Scoring 3-point shots.
Yep.
Well, and I think that's why Steph is so great. I think, so Steph right now, at least how I see it, and you guys might agree, I think Steph falls around the 15 to 10 range, where he's not Magic Johnson yet. He's not Tim Duncan, for sure not Tim Duncan. not beating Bill Russell. He wins one more championship, and we're having another conversation here, and then we're redoing our list.
See, here's the thing. He has won four championships.
Sure.
What's going to be the difference in your heart when he has his fifth, to be honest? Same player, same skill set.
Another ring.
Who has five rings that he's behind right now or tied at four that you think he's going to jump in front of because of that fifth ring? Because of the fifth ring specifically. I'm with you. The another 5 years of stats at that level, it's just showing how Hall of Fame he is and how top 10 he is.
I think the only thing holding him back from being like in the top five, top 10,
the chief
maybe,
marketing officer is adorable.
Is that he doesn't have the defensive side to add to the offensive side. Yeah. You know, like he's the greatest shooter of all time, but he doesn't have the other half of the court that LeBron had or MJ had or, you know, all these top five, top 10 guys.
But again, if you can own one aspect of the game,
it'll put you in the top 15.
It sure as fuck will.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, you see now Steph Curry, like, you watch AAU basketball and you watch youth basketball, really on any level.
He screwed it all up. Dude, they just chuck it.
There's guys coming into the league. That Trae Young shot like Trae Young because of Steph Curry.
Yep.
Like, oh, you yeah. see those type of people now modeling their game after him.
But that's the thing, is you can't have five of those guys.
Correct.
You know?
Yep. And then the proficient ones, like you said.
The guy who was the best ever at it changed the game. I'm going to be just like the guy who was the best ever. Sorry, kids.
And then that's why you got, like, Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant does it on both sides. He's got that length.
That's better than KD. Sorry.
No.
I was going to ask you.
Like, but I'm saying that, like, the dual skill set brings Kevin Durant into the discussion.
But I'm just making that statement.
I hear you.
Like, I think
I'm with you.
I think
I'm
at that you. List, at the NBA 75's list, I think that's where Steph creeps in.
So I think that Steph is, excuse me, far ahead of KD in terms of number 10 all-time, number 15 all-time, whatever that number is. But I think KD is routinely better every year if you were to stack up skills together. Good athletic combos and skills don't win games all the time. You don't always correlate. You can have the best team on paper. Don't matter.
Best shooter ever.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Without question.
I think that's where we just end that.
Agreed.
I'm with you.
Best shooter ever.
Congrats.
I'm thinking of a number 1 through 10.
Six. 3.
It is number 3. So
fuck you.
Moving on to baseball. The Chicago Cubs. Dalladale, get us into the Cubs.
Oh, that's my prize. I have to talk about the Cubs now?
Fuck those guys.
I love them. They're fucking bad. Now, get this. After we recorded last, they have been swept by the Yankees in 3 games at a total aggregate of 5-28 in 3 games. Now, buckle up. They next were swept by the Padres. Total aggregate in 4 games, 15-41 in 4 games. I'm going to let the silence speak for a second.
They're so bad.
Remember when I told you guys they'd be kind of fun to watch because they're going to score a bunch, but like there's legitimately no pitching. There isn't a pitcher on that team. This is what I was talking about. Fun fact. Remember when the Cubs were in first place?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
The Reds were 3-22 at the time.
Oh, boy.
They got us.
So my screen just went to screensaver. They are a half game back right now.
The Reds are a half game back off the Cubs?
From us. They started 3-22.
Can I air a beef here?
Please.
And I'm echoing a lot of things that a lot of people have said in media. Sure. Anthony Rizzo said this recently. I love that he said this because I think more people should say this. There is no reason that the Cubs should not be spending money. We talk about it all the time. You are the third largest market in the country. You print money because you own a professional team. So we've said it's a license to print money. There is no reason that you should roll out a AAA baseball
team. You still
have
sellout crowds.
And that's the thing. That's what's so fucking wrong with it. But, okay, not super sellout crowds. You have 31,000 went on at, like, sellout is like 42,000. So you're missing 10, 11,000 right off the gate. And you're going to get to this point here where, like, dude, we are apathetic at this point. It's not even like when you're mad about it, and I'm mad because I love them, but wake me up later. When you sit here on a night and there's,
wake me up when this shit ends. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, when there's four different things that you can watch one night, and like you put the Cubs on first, and that gets out of hand after the first inning, done. I don't want to watch it anymore. Mm-hmm. And the other fucking issue here, how do I watch your product? You want to talk about growing the game and making things better for people, getting the younger generation in. So I have to pay for this fucking sport network? For what? For a 105 loss team? To watch a Triple A team? I'm not, fuck you. I'm not paying for Marquee. It's a goddamn shame. And like, we're just lunatics. And we continue to show up and we continue to take pictures in front of the fucking Marquee. And it's just, we're never going to learn. Like, guys, 2016 was 6 years ago. If I would have told you when we won that World Series, that 6 years later, you were going to be in the midst of another 100 loss season. You thought the window was wide open.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Baseball Town America.
It's a goddamn shame. So I move on from my beef. That's a goddamn
shame. No, you don't have to move on from your beef. I mean, frankly, we're only spending a little bit less than last year. We're spending, I think, like $50 million less than the Sox. I rest my case. Fuck.
And like, you didn't sign Javi. You didn't sign KB.
You didn't sign anyone.
You didn't sign Frank Rizzo. You didn't sign anybody.
You signed Marcus Stroman because he was the best end of second, top of third tier pitcher available.
That guy.
Where'd that money go?
Into the stadium, into the
neighborhood.
Remember
his recruiting drive?
We're building it for another 10 years.
It's just a goddamn shame.
I have a question. So I saw that they were rolling out a lot of player pitchers.
Oh, yeah. So they gave up 19 and 12 in back-to-back games.
Right. Why don't player pitchers just throw the ball?
Because you hurt yourself throwing the ball.
Oh, frankly, it's really hard to pitch a ball 90 feet. Like, to do it accurate, that's why they're not pitchers.
Like, you don't have to go max effort, but I find that hard to believe that they can't just play catch. Just throw it down the middle. Just throw the ball.
So, Jake, we play beer league softball.
I hear you. 19 to 1. They're going to walk 100 times? They're swinging at the bullshit looping ball you're throwing them. They're going to swing at a ball down the middle.
We play beer league softball together, you and I.
Me too.
You've and Marcos and Sam all together. You've played third. I've played first.
Mm-hmm.
How many times are you throwing it from further than third to first on our field repeatedly? I mean, 15 times, 20 times, 30 times after playing the full game already.
They play warm up catch every day.
We're saying the same thing. There's only so many bullets in the arm.
I need a pro to speak up. I need someone to interview an actual professional and have them tell us why they don't just throw the ball.
Coming soon to the Bare Minimum Podcast, the gang befriends a pro.
We will tweet Frank Schwindel and ask him. He's a man of the people.
When he's on his way back to AAA, we'll ask him. He can talk to us on the Greyhound.
He's done relatively decent. He's hurt right now. I think he's been hurt for the last few days, but he was doing relatively decent again. He had a nice
Wasn't
stretch.
He the player pitcher?
He was the player
he
pitcher.
He was the player pitcher. Yeah. Yeah.
Producer Jake, unless Dale, do you have anything else on the Cubs besides how sad they make us?
Contreras is playing well. Can't wait to see what we get for him.
Oh, they in the 11th hour, they made a deal to avoid arbitration. They settled on some low $9 million. You know,
on Wilson?
Yeah, and I hope they re-sign him, please.
So, like, in that arbitration hearing, I think it was, like, the difference between $6 million and $9
million. I was even closer. It was, like... It was $750,000.
Yeah.
They were saying low eights. He was saying high eight. That was about it.
Sure. As a baseball team, especially a highly competitive one, how do you not just look at all your players and say, sure?
It makes me sick seeing these guys pinch pennies like that, like if they're packing their lunches every day. Like,
well, that we had this art, like the Sox had this problem with Lucas Giolito to start the season. Mm-hmm. They were off by like $100,000. It's like, really? Your
ace. Fucking give it to him.
What?
And you got to arbitrate with him again for another year or two, because I think he's got two more years left on this contract. At least one.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Gio's got, I know he's got at least one. I play a decent amount of the show.
Producer Jake.
Yep.
Get us into the White Sox.
White Sox. Baseball.
So what, are you guys all good now because...
We beat up the Tigers.
Did you beat up the Tigers? That's what a, that's what a three-game stint against the Tigers.
We call that a
does.
Get right series. No, I mean, outside of just the Tigers series, in the last eight games, they've scored five or more runs every game. That's a nice little offensive boom we got going. You had a little dead arm game or two from Cease, but he bounced back the following. He owns the Tigers. He's 10-0 against the Tigers with like a 1.8 ERA.
That's nasty.
Unbelievable. So does Jose Abreu. Owns the Tigers. He's got in like, and he's got an absurd number of home runs. He's batting like .350 against them. He loves playing the Tigers. As for the boys as a whole, I'm cautiously optimistic at this point. They have one of the better strength of schedules to run out the season. They have the most division games remaining in the MLB.
In a bad division.
Supposedly. They're all...
Look at this note.
Supposedly. Supposedly a bad division. These all of a sudden, everybody wants to play above 500 ball.
The Guardians.
The Guardians and the Twins. So...
So where's that cautious optimism going into a series against like somebody who's lived in your guys' head rent-free in
right,
the Houston Astros?
The Houston Astros. So you got Gio, Cueto, and Lynn going against the Astros.
Fuck Cueto, by the way.
Why?
Yeah, coming back and pitching okay to good.
That's awesome. I love
him.
That dude. I love the delivery. I
Marcus
love the,
Stroman.
The crazy
We're paying 20-odd million dollars for Marcus Stroman.
Johnny,
what the fuck are
Johnny
we doing?
Cueto is in a Holiday Inn.
I'm pretty
in
sure
Charlotte
we got Johnny Cueto for less than a mil. I'm That's pretty sure awesome. He's like on the 100K scale right now.
It's awesome.
It is fantastic.
Meanwhile,
we DFA'd
Marcus Stroman. Marcus
Johnny
Stroman
Cueto,
is literally taking up 15% of our entire budget right now.
But the boys are starting to get healthy. The team's coming back, trending in the right direction so far. We'll see how this series with the Astros goes. Cautiously optimistic. I feel okay. I feel okay right now. We'll see how this series goes.
Can I give you guys a cool White Sox stat?
Also, in July, before the All-Star break, you play, I think, 7 games against the Guardians and 9 games against the Indians in the month of July.
Nice.
So that the month of July is going to be huge.
Yeah. Cool White Sox stat. Really, it's a Jose Abreu stat that,
love
I,
him.
That I just heard.
Love him.
Although Justin Verlander is great. You know who owns Justin Verlander? Jose Abreu. He's got like 6 home runs on him over
Fuck
time.
Off.
Okay. That's what? Just, I've got a bet going on that. So
nice.
We'll see how that goes.
Let me see real quick. I had a stat I wanted to share with you. It's the question of if I can find it. Also, during that like tragic down period, the White Sox got mentioned on a national televised game that they weren't a part of. And Buster only... was mentioning how Jerry Reinsdorf basically hired Tony, like confirmed, hired Tony as an apology for firing
for
him 40 years ago. Classic Jerry. And that's why Tony will not be fired this season. Maybe never.
You gonna
find I can't
find
a stat. Move on.
Moving on. Guys, we'll talk hockey. Producer Jake, get right back to it. Stop looking for your stat. Talk to us about the Chicago Blackhawks, but more importantly, talk to us about the Stanley Cup Finals.
Which one do you want first?
Just quick Blackhawks.
Hawks.
Seconds.
Quick Blackhawks. There's a lot of...
What's going on with Patrick Kane?
Let's shut the fuck up.
What's up?
Just jump in the time machine and let's go back a couple months ago when I
do really...
Wait, we should trade Patrick Kane.
We should not trade Patrick Kane. I don't want it to happen.
Forward to today.
Everybody's talking about how they're going to trade Patrick Kane. They're talking about possible destinations. They're photoshopping other teams' jerseys on him. I'm sick of it.
Makes me sick.
What are you expecting to get back when they eventually trade Patrick Kane?
Better be the whole fucking organization that they trade him to. I want everything.
I'm going to ask you that again as not a fan, as an actual person who watches a good amount of hockey, a very good amount of hockey. What do you expect to get back from Patrick Kane?
They got 2 first-round picks for Brandon Hagel. That's the whole part of this that is blowing my mind. The return has to be astronomical.
Three first round picks.
Four. I don't know.
And like
seven first round picks. Mortgage. Like teams are gonna have to mortgage their entire future to get this guy. Top prospects, picks. I don't know.
Current players?
Current players.
We can take your name. If we want to be the Chicago Lightning, we're the Chicago fucking Lightning. Mm. JK.
Brutal. I don't want to see it.
And
but it's,
we get your Zamboni. Now you can't Zamboni.
You guys want cane?
Your ice is shit. Hope you enjoy it.
So what's up with the NHL playoffs?
NHL playoffs are spicy.
Electric.
We got our finals. Avalanche. Picked them from the beginning. Only ones that could stop them. I think you guys said they swept the Oilers.
I wasn't in charge of hockey. I don't know.
I think they did sweep them, wasn't
it? I thought it was a 4-2 series.
Oh, it was a 4-0 series, I believe.
Anyways, while I look that up. The Avalanche are playing the Lightning. The Lightning are back in it for their
4-0 series.
Third fucking year in a row.
Attaboy, Marcos.
Thank you, sir.
That's my guy.
Oh, no, no. Don't.
Oh, no, 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 no.
What?
You had doubt in your heart.
I did, but
Justin Thomas is world number one.
Yeah, he's definitely
my guy
not
knows
world
hockey.
Number one.
My guy knows hockey.
I do.
You said that. I was immediately like, that's
Lightning
not right.
Bounced the Rangers. That was a 4-2 series.
That was a 4-2
Lightning
series.
Bounced the Rangers. Lightning Avalanche in the final. I'm still sticking with the Avalanche, even though that first game was
Patrick Waugh?
Awesome. First game was awesome. Go to the overtime. Avalanche win it. The over hits. Fantastic. The only thing that worries me is that so the Avalanche had that lead 3-1, right? And it really did seem like Colorado air had the effect, and then the Lightning kind of got used to it, bounced back. So as they bounce back and forth city to city, I could see this going against me, but I'm still sticking with the Avalanche. I think they're just a fucking wagon. The only thing they have holding them back is goaltending, which the Lightning do have, but if you're going to win 4-3 still, like
score four,
if you're going to score four goals, like you're going to do it.
1-800-GAMBLER, by the way.
1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, that's the NHL. Go Avs.
Moving on to the beloved, the Chicago Bears.
Bears.
Not a lot going on except for Lewis Riddick, that son bitch, said the Bears are going to be the worst team in the NFL this season.
He might be right.
Ah, fuck him. After 2 years ago, hitching the wagon to Maserati, 3 years ago, Maserati Mitch.
Yeah. Lewis Riddick. I'm tired of people wanting him to be like a general manager.
There's a reason the guy's not a GM.
No.
There's a reason he's on TV and not running a front office somewhere. Because he wasn't that good.
I didn't realize, honestly, until today that a lot of GMs and like a front office people start that way. Like Steve Kerr, for example, he had an XM radio station. Like he was a pundit. He called
Steve Kerr was a basketball player.
Right, absolutely. He was a basketball player. A lot can be said for the same thing for Lewis Riddick, right?
He was a player, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So to talk about the Chicago Bears, not a lot going on. We just wrapped up veteran minicamp. Gonna see
Robert Quinn did not report.
Well, and that's what I'm gonna get to. Or that's what we should get to. So yeah. Robert Quinn, it sounds like wants to be traded. And I respect Ryan Poles and I respect the Bears for not jumping at the first offer that you were given.
Yeah, no, it's gotta be right.
Hold on to this guy. Because somebody's going to need a pass rusher. You always need great quarterback play and somebody to get to the quarterback. The guy had 18 and a half sacks last season.
Incredible.
Khalil Mack went for a second and a third. No, a second and a sixth. Von Miller went for a second and a third.
So you're expecting to get nothing back?
No, I'm expecting. What do you mean? Like, what do I think we could get for Robert Quinn?
Yes.
I think you could expect to get a second and maybe another, a second and sixth, maybe a third and a fourth. You have to remember with the Khalil Mack deal that part of
the contract,
took the contract. This is an expiring deal. A pass rusher who's in his early 30s that you could still.
And just had a career year.
His value will not be higher. He wants to be traded. Good for him. He wants to go compete for a ring, and we're not there in the next couple years.
Nope.
So send them, but don't jump at the first opportunity to send them. The draft is passed. At this point, let shit shake out. He doesn't want to report. That's fine. He's not going to put the miles on his body.
There will be opportunities.
There will be opportunities.
Yep.
So we have him for roughly 2 more years. I think we have him for
sounds
two
like
more
a
years.
Great contract to trade.
That's a great next year contract off the books. You get him for 2 more years, but yeah, just wait for it. See what you can get. I'm excited for
the only reason that I can get behind you on that is that as I look at the remaining free agents available, there's no one. Nothing's left.
Why do you need free agents if your team's not very good?
Well, no. I'm not talking about for the Bears. I'm talking about if I'm another team, field. Why would I trade it?
Plus, we have all this cap space. You could trade him and just hold the contract and make like that deal even better for another team.
Oh, yeah. You have $120 million or $110 million in cap space next year. You want to eat that last year?
Just eat it.
And it gets you a second and a fourth instead of a second and a seventh or something? Great. Like,
keeps your floor.
Acquire picks. Acquire picks. Have the opportunity to throw shit at the wall to see if you land a good one.
See, that's why I didn't think I didn't understand why not hold more of Khalil Mack at least for a year or two just to get better return. Like, you could have taken the entirety of the contract this year. You're not paying anyone. You're not paying shit.
Yeah, but
next year you're hoping to use all that money, right? That's a big thing.
And he's into his 30s, and he'd come off a couple years where he'd been hurt and hadn't played full seasons. You could also, unfortunately, it was low, but you could make the argument that Khalil Mack was traded at his highest trade value, at least in the last year and a half.
Let me ask you this.
Ask away.
Did we get fleeced in that trade?
Time will tell.
In the Mack trade? No, I don't believe so. You got rid of the contract. You cleared up a bunch of caps.
No.
Oh, the first one.
The first Mack trade. When I woke up to a voicemail from the boys,
that was because awesome.
I was in like Traverse City on a
that
vacation.
Was awesome. That was awesome.
Oh my God, we got Mac! Oh my fucking God! Well, yeah, I would say you did because who do the Raiders have from it? Two guys that I don't think are a part of that organization. I'm not gonna.
No, have, like, we looked them up on a previous episode. They're nobodies.
Yeah, they're not.
Okay.
It might.
No, yeah. I mean that's also bad front drafting. Office working.
Bad drafting.
Anyway, I was just curious. That's fine. I can move on from that.
Thank you, John Gruden.
We both failed at that deal.
Yeah. Yes, we did. We failed together.
So now we just wait. You get to watch the clips of Justin Fields practicing and overthrowing people and people overreacting or putting balls on the money and thinking that he's incredible.
That the Bears might trade or like Terry McLaurin was available.
Scary Terry,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God, this man would be incredible with Justin Fields.
Let's do this quick and then
we'll
make
move my on. Shit straight. Runs flies.
Let's do this real quick and then we'll move on.
Okay.
If being Bears fans and we love the beloved, how would you guys feel about the Bears going and trading for one of these big time receivers, like a 24-year-old
makes no sense.
Decaf?
Makes no sense.
Decaf.
Yeah, decaf, DK Metcalf.
We all knew what you meant.
Thank you.
Makes no sense.
You think so?
You don't have an offensive line. You want someone who's going to get open downfield. Turns out you need time to throw the ball and time for them to get down there.
I don't know
if you have holes.
I don't know if you want to sacrifice the capital now.
Correct.
Because you're going to be bad. And like, you could go get a receiver that's going to run downfield and catch the ball downfield. The question is Justin even going to have time to throw the ball downfield?
Yeah, but we're operating this year that this year might not be that good, at least how some people say. I know I think a little differently, but like, if that's people's thought processes this year, like, you're acquiring talent to then hopefully have a good roster next year. What if he's part of the plan down the road? I'm just saying you have a bunch of wide receivers right now.
You can
the
go
Debos,
get him next year then.
The Terry, because they're going to get paid. Those guys are going to get acquired and paid by somebody. You don't have this happen often where this many star receivers, like, and young 24, 25-year-old receivers are about to hit the market. Debo, these guys are all about to hit the market at the same time. If they don't sign, they don't re-sign.
I'm confused as to what argument you're making right
now. I'm making the argument that, like, I think if you're the Bears, I know we talk about acquiring capital and acquiring assets and, like, having draft picks and things like that and keeping those things, but this might be something because star wide receivers don't grow on trees.
Let me rephrase that question and see if it gets to it. Are you saying that trading for – I'll use Debo just as an example.
Sure.
If we trade for Debo, we have a better opportunity right now of re-signing him long-term for a more team-friendly deal than we do waiting for him to hit market and hopefully getting him there.
Oh, I'm just saying, yeah, if you can trade for him and you have the cap space to extend him, you trade for him, sign and trade, trade and sign.
Sure.
And then now next year, because or now 2 years from now, you know, because we're on the upcoming season. Now next season, you don't have to worry about another one of those wide receivers. Now you have Fields with Mooney and Velus Jones and Deebo Samuel. How does that make you feel as a Bears fan?
And no offensive line.
Okay, hold
that's
on.
What still gets me.
But you, I hear know you though. That I see the going point. You're to acquire that offensive line.
How? You just gave up all your draft picks.
You didn't give up all your draft picks.
You gave up your high level draft picks.
You think Debo's moving for less than firsts?
No, you're moving. You're moving a first and a second, and maybe
so less than firsts.
You find offensive linemen in the second and third
round.
Yeah,
so the answer was yes. No, you think it's going to take multiple firsts. No, there's no way, buddy.
No, don't call me buddy.
No, you are my buddy. I met her as my buddy. Like a guy, okay, guy, friend. You can't sacrifice.
I think you can buddy your friends. You can't buddy strangers.
Yeah, that's true. All right, buddy.
Fuck you.
Guys, moving on, just something to think about. Producer Jake.
Howdy.
Although Rome Bone Man Sammy Stats is not here.
Yes.
We keep the tradition of flowing.
Yes.
Give us this week's
Sammy Stats question of the week.
So I wanted to do previous episode, but I missed it. I was traveling. So Sammy Stats question of the week. I saw Top Gun recently. The question is, if you were a Top Gun pilot.
My brother-in-law's a pilot.
What would be your call sign? What's going on in the middle of that helmet? What are they calling you as you're flying your plane?
Okay. Okay. I like it.
El Flying Fox.
I think it's got to be one word.
Why? What does that mean?
Oh, I don't think the call signs are two words.
It can be two words. Flying Ghost Rider Fox. Is two words.
Whose call sign's Ghost Rider?
You don't hear people. Ghost Rider is a super common call sign. I'm not going to get into that right now. How do you say Flying Fox? Is Flying Fox in Spanish?
Okay. Maybe it can be two.
Yeah, I don't know how you would say that. Maybe not Flying Fox. What would yours be?
I would be I would be the polar bear.
The polar bear?
Oh yeah, if you like everyone knows the phrase of bears, if you brown lie down, black fight back,
don't
white
crack.
I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
White, night, night, because someone's going to die.
White, good night.
That's right. You hear the call sign polar bear. Someone's going to die.
It's pretty good. I like it.
That's good. That's good. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't think I could be a pilot. I've never had this thought because, like, I would never fly a plane. I would never have to be in a position where I'd have to eject my shit out of
the plane?
Out of the plane.
What are you looking up?
I'll be honest, we have direct access to one actual pilot, and I'm asking him if he has a call sign.
Oh, okay.
I see if they actually do.
Yeah, sounds good.
Jake, what's your call sign?
So I was thinking it's either Skeletor or...
No, it has to be the Spanish version.
A Skeletor?
An Esqueleto.
It sounds so good.
Jake Dog, Mustache King...
Oh, okay. You're just giving you nicknames that we've given you. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like those nickname. Be...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Fitting.
I'd be Brown Sugar.
Brown Sugar?
I'm in. I'm 150% I'd be Brown Sugar.
Brown Sugar. Yeah, it's Brown Sugar.
Brown Sugar and the polar bear coming at you hot.
On your left, Brown Sugar.
Shake and bake, polar bear! Yeah, yeah, I can't believe it took
me that
long.
El Diablo. What's that? Some kind of Mexican fighting chicken. I don't know.
Have you guys seen Top Gun yet?
No, I've never seen Top Gun just in general, the first one or this one.
I'm not going to hold that against you. I don't like the movie in general.
I grew up different.
I've not seen the new
one. The new one's really entertaining.
I heard it's really good.
It's not, well, good is, you know, relative, I guess. Like, it's not winning any Oscars, but it's very entertaining.
All you hear about is how they are the top selling movie of the year. And whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean,
who has time for movies anymore?
That's the first movie I've seen in months.
I don't have time for movies.
Next movie's gonna be Buzz Lightyear.
Unless you're in what country just banned, like, they're not showing Buzz Lightyear.
Why?
Oh, because there's a, I think the parents in the movie are lesbians.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what, I remember seeing that somewhere.
Character or something. It's one of those things where like, it's a hot button thing for whatever fucking communist place it is. So
it's where like the most of most of modern America comes out.
Why that came out of my head.
I love you for that.
Commies.
Can you define commies for me?
Couldn't. Not even a fucking chance.
No, I mean, like, when you think of commies, what? Never mind.
Assholes.
This can only go. I was going to ask you what's a picture in your head, but I just realized how poorly that could
assholes.
Go.
Assholes.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, we can move
good,
on.
Good.
Damn. Commies.
Thank you for the Sammy Stats question. Oh, Jake, so you said Mustache King, Esqueleto, yeah. Something like that.
I think Esqueleto's the one.
Oh, yeah.
And the O in Esqueleto is a little skull with a mustache.
I like that.
That's some heat. Guys, moving on.
That's great.
Let's get some schmegmans and let's wrap up the...
Oh, hold on. What would Sam's be?
Oh. Firecrotch, I mean, honestly. Wouldn't it be? And that we call them in every aspect of life?
The white knight. I'm going to give him... No, because he's too red. Like, I would be the white knight. Not just because I'm so pale. You guys know what I mean. I want Sam to have a cooler one. I think he would be the Red Death.
I don't see Red Death when I see Sammy Stats.
You're not seeing him in the fucking air in an F-18 coming at you. Hopefully you never see him. Fuck you guys. I was trying to be nice to Sam.
Oh, no. Here comes Sunburn.
Oh, I know a pilot, too. I know a pilot that flew fighter jets. Here we go.
Here comes SPF 50 on your six.
Here comes the Shade Hunter.
Sun Dodger.
Same thing.
Are you calling? Should we call Sam?
No. Fuck that guy.
Because you mowed his lawn? And Jake was home. Did they watch you?
Fuck am I
Did
doing
they watch you and just drink beer?
Jake came out like right when I got there. And I'm just like, dog, I didn't know you were home.
What are you doing here?
I texted him the day before, but I didn't see his response. So I looked at it. And I'm like, fuck.
Guys,
anyway, Sammy Stats question of the week. Thank you, Sam.
That's a wrap. So moving on to some schmegmans, and we'll wrap up this Friday episode. Not dog sitting for me. Who can or cannot dog sit for you? And not dog sitting for me. Boys, I've done it again.
Damn it, Marcos.
The San Diego Zoo and Safari Park, right? Another zoo is in the crosshairs. Guys.
Do you have like a Google alert for any time?
For any time that the zoo fucks up. Guys, listen to this one. So at the San Diego Zoo and Safari Park, a stray dog somehow wandered into the gorilla exhibit.
Oh, I saw this, yeah.
And proceeds to get chased around by these fucking massive gorillas all in front of these the guests that are watching. It just is like a traumatic ass thing. How'd you let this dog get into your big ass exhibit, guys? Come on. You're not dog sitting for me. You didn't protect this doggy. And also, you guys know how dogs are. When dogs see something, like the first time my dog saw a horse, was like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude. You imagine like a dog seeing your dog seeing a gorilla? No. What the fuck? So those guys, not dogs in for me.
Willie used to spend regular time around horses. Still every time he's like, oh, you're fucking big, aren't you?
You're a big dog.
Big fucking woofer. Holy
what
shit.
What kind of beagle are you?
What kind of beagle are you?
Producer Jake.
Dale, go ahead.
Go ahead, Dollar Dale.
So not... Similarly, for the first time ever, not watching.
This is the first time ever?
Yeah, I've always done someone who is watching Willie.
We're like 38 episodes in.
I try to stay positive, but not watching Willie. Alfie, I don't know what his last name is, the guy who played Theon Greyjoy, Reek. I watched John Wick for the first time.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
How was that?
That's the guy who plays his son, and she's the... Oh, dude, I get, yeah, that movie's great. Like,
I've
I get why, ever,
so awesome.
I get why there's got to be four of them now. I've only seen the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great movie. Keanu Reeves is a good actor. It's an action movie, so like, you got to be into that. But otherwise, it's a really good movie.
Where's my dog?
Oh, I'm like, and I understand that I'm almost a decade late.
No, he knows
where
the dog is.
Oh, the dog's dead. Again, I'm a decade late to this party, so I don't feel bad ruining this for anyone.
Come
this
on,
has
man.
Been out for like 10 years. They're on four.
Come on, man.
It's like me ruining that Frodo carries the ring. Like, it's been a while, homie.
Come on, man.
Dog, if you tell me, look me in the eyes right now.
I know. I'm just joking. Come on. No. I've seen them all. I've seen them all multiple times. Don't worry. I pinky promise. I just didn't watch Game of Thrones. I believe
you. Okay. Oh, you've seen them multiple times?
I've seen all the Lord of the Rings. My mom loved Lord of the Rings, so we watched them a bunch.
I thought you meant John Wick. I was concerned.
No, not John Wick.
No.
But I got to watch that now, except the dog times.
It's like early on in the first movie.
They ripped that band-aid off real fast. That's like, the premise of the movie.
Oh, the premise is they kill this dog. You fucked up.
It's like Mark Wahlberg in Shooter.
Oh, yeah. It's like if a game came and killed Willy. I would end up dying. I know this because I have no tactical skills in my life, but I'd fucking try.
What if at the end of Halo 2, Willy's
you,
just
Jose,
high I'm, chance.
You don't know what's going on. Willy is the arbiter
fighting in the streets of Mogadishu.
When did I say I like Velus Jones Jr.?
Velus.
I don't know. I've honestly never tried.
Velus Caboose. What's going on?
See, that shows how much I like him.
Okay. I don't know what you're referencing, but tell me more.
Jose's voicemail.
You remember his voicemail talking about Keenan Allen?
Oh, Jake yeah. Likes all the players. I'm with Jake's you on Keenan Allen.
Producer
Thank
Jake.
You. Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Honestly, I haven't really thought about who's watching my dog this week.
Honestly, welcome back. Watch your own fucking dog.
I know. Honestly, it's Sam. Why could you just watch your dog?
Yeah, Sam and Kayla and Peyton.
Guys.
You're missing one.
Joey.
JoJo.
Joey watches all of them.
I am the watcher. In the
Guys, not that guy.
I do have a not that guy.
We'll start us off.
Not that guy. A bar in Yorkville.
Oh, which one? I've probably been there.
You have been there. It's not. Oh, okay, it's not yeah, the. Sure. It's not the pub.
Is it the place with the shit pizza that everybody says?
So
is
just
good pizza?
Hold on. Not the pub. The pub is in Hinckley.
Oh, sorry. A bar in Hinckley.
Oh.
Oh, there's three. So yep,
and one of them closed.
Okay.
So the Half Moon.
Yeah.
So I met Amy.
Or the South Moon, for the record.
I met Amy there. It's like an in-between spot. So,
barbecue joint?
No.
Correct. So there's a Half Moon and South Moon.
Oh, okay. So JK's Half Moon.
They are on other sides of
that one. The dedicated
bar
yes. One.
Moving forward.
Went there.
Good fish fry.
Had a couple drinks, and I ordered dinner. I ordered the prime rib sandwich. I've had a prime rib sandwich before. I kind of knew what I was expecting.
Not a big deal. Had a prime rib sandwich.
I'm thinking like a beef sandwich, you know, a little shaved prime rib on a sandwich. No. These sons of bitches.
I've had this sandwich before. I know what you're talking about.
Just served me an entire prime rib.
It's a steak on a piece of bread.
It's a steak between two pieces of bread. I'm like, what the fuck? Just don't serve the prime rib. It was the special for the night. Don't make the special the prime rib sandwich. Just sell prime rib. What the fuck are we doing? It didn't even come with au jus. They served me a goddamn steak between bread. I was befuddled. I couldn't believe it.
He was bewildered.
Befuddled.
Now that Jake has ranted about the Hinckley bar.
Yeah. R.I.P. Not a deal.
Not that guy this week. It's going to be the LIV tournament. Just for the watchability. I don't know where the fuck I need to go.
Oh, yeah. We totally missed the
and
U.S.
Frankly,
Open in this
yeah,
comment.
We did. I think as I'm looking right now, we are recording Friday evening around 6:30 Central Time. Morikawa is leading 4-under.
Colin!
And, excuse me, 5-under, Dahmen, Jay Dahmen.
The Canadian.
Joel Dahmen is tied at 5-under. You've got about a fist of 4 or 5 at...
They can't win the cup, but they can win the U.S. Open.
So, Rahm's up there, Rory's up there still. Yeah, U.S. Open's wide open.
Course looks fucking brutal.
Oh, saw all those reels. Oh, you lose the ball in the gut. Dude, and people are getting hit by balls left and right.
The rough. Smiley Kaufman did a Twitter breakdown about this course because he's like moved to broadcasting and commentary.
Has he really?
Yeah, he has. And he's really good at it. So he's on field or on course like commentary.
Oh, just broing it out.
Hanging out with the players, basically. So he was talking about it. And, you know, I've never thought about a golf course this way. But he walked around it. He's like, yeah, the rough is thicker around the greens. You know, you're dead if you hit it over here on these holes. These are your birdie opportunity holes.
Right.
He has the whole course, like, broken down to a science. I'm like, okay, this is why they're pros.
I saw the
plus they have the time to do that before playing it, you know, walking it, seeing it.
I saw the post about the it's a person's first time at the Open, but they're like their yardage book. And it's just incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the club notations.
The detail.
Like, at this hole, the plan is to go driver, seven, wedge, putt. Like, and it's a par five. This is how I'm picking up a stroke. Like, it's just incredible how they do that. The amount of preparation that goes in. And, honestly, how important caddies are.
So, have you guys been to a golf event yet?
No.
No, but we will be going to the LIV tournament at Rich Harvest Farms. As I looked up today, tickets are reasonable.
So, not only do caddies, you know, help the player, like, give them stats, give them numbers, like, read putts for them, all that. They police the whole crowd.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
They direct traffic. They tell you. They're ahead of the player. So after a player hits a shot, they're ahead. They're at the ball a whole minute before the player even gets there. And they're, like, backing people up. Like, they police the whole crowd. Tell them to shut up. You know, everything.
Can I tell you who would be a great caddy if they knew anything about golf?
Ryan Fountain.
Me.
Oh.
Ryan Fawn as well, but Ryan's too short. He can't see over the ridges. Poor like, guy. You got to be a little taller. I don't know if that's true. Jake, fuck you, man.
Guys, my not that guy?
Oh, yeah, we're doing not that guy. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of dipped into the U.S. Open there.
My not that guy is Drake.
Oh, my God. The album?
This album is terrible. It's a club mix, and it's like...
I never rode with Drake. I have not listened to it.
I didn't even know it was dropping.
Nobody did. It's a surprise album. And you know what? Should have kept it.
The Kendrick album's good. It's not his best album, in my opinion. There's been a few other releases as well recently.
It's art.
Yeah. Like,
it's art.
It's art.
It's art.
I didn't even know Drake dropped one.
Yeah. And
not
it's
not a fan.
Don't.
What's it called?
Honestly, never mind.
What an album title.
I mean, honestly...
I love Drake, guys. Don't get me wrong. I love Drake. I think he puts out great music. This album, sometimes you don't need a surprise album. Like, especially if you're giving me Zumba music. This Zoolander-ass shit.
Ooh, what the fuck?
Terrible.
Anyway.
That's my not that guy. Did everybody go?
Everybody went.
Yeah.
Then, my friends, that is a wrap on episode 38.
Real quick. Actually, Chief Marketing Officer has a not that guy. Fireworks. Not a fan.
Coming up on that time of year.
About that time.
Oh, yeah.
Our weekend.
We basement with loud television and music. So you can't hear the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Plug in CBD for dog ad here. Boom.
Thunder shirts.
Guys, moving on. That's a wrap on episode 38. On Facebook, The Bare Minimum Podcast. Twitter, at The Bare Min Pod. All the socials. Give us a follow. Please, please, please. If you're enjoying what we're putting out, send it to somebody.
Hold on.
You're having a good time.
We do not have call signs like in Top Gun. We have call signs for the aircraft.
Oh.
Brown sugar.
So Commander Ken, I asked Commander Ken what his call sign was when he was flying, and he says...
Different branches, for the record.
Yeah, he
and
was...
different aircraft.
Yep. He was Navy. He said... did the power just go...
No, the furnace turned off because of the air.
He said furnace went off and his laptop turned off all at the same time. I thought
as the light shone down,
the lights are on.
I thought
the power
we had a little
off?
Flicker. I don't know. Anyway,
asked us into the microphone.
IT guy, not electrician. So he said, "Cannot say I hate it. My tongue may." He's basically just saying if you get him drunk, he might tell you. But then,
so
what was the point of this, Jake?
We got to continue this pod while he's about to tell me.
This is. Awesome.
This is
podcasting.
Great podcasting. Come on, Commander Ken.
Met him, golfed with him. Really nice guy.
He is a nice guy. Big fan. What? While we're waiting, speaking of golf, did you guys see that guy that showed up to the golf course? He was like the ninth alternate. Showed up to the golf course, left his bag like at the carousel because he wasn't going to make it if he waited for his bag to like land. Showed up 5 minutes before the round, played the whole round with the club pro's bag.
No, we didn't see that.
They gave him shoes, a glove, like clothes, all just waiting for him. Loaded him up.
Did he shoot? Did he shoot well?
I have no idea what happened.
His call sign was Sniffy.
This was such a cuck.
Wow.
Guys, that's a wrap on episode 38.
Wow.
Tell your friends about us. We're having a great time.
They're not always good.
We'll have a little fun Sniffy. Event here going on pretty soon. We'll give you guys some information on it. and that's gonna be a
Let's
wrap.
Let's get
guys.
The fuck out of here.
See red. Bear down. Love you guys.
Play the outro.
Bears.
Bears.
Bears. It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no
Richard Seymour.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
The boys are back. Not that guy.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
How big are you on sports?
Get down, girl, go ahead.
Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The bestest friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos.
Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort. What if he wants to be here?
What?
Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.